So greetings in the name of the Lord. My name is Paul Bungie, in case you don't know me. I'm a part of the church for a long time.
大家好，我是 Paul Bungie， 我在这个教会已经很久了。
So before we get to our passage from Luke 7, I want to look a little bit back to Luke 6.
在我们看路加福音第七章之前呢，我们要看一下路加福音第六章。
And it's okay if we don't have it up here, but if you have your Bibles, it's good to have them out for this little exercise.
为了这个练习，大家请把你的圣经拿出来。
So if you can, so keep open to Luke 6.
大家看一下路加福音第六章。
So this is Luke's version of what is a lot of the teaching from the Sermon on the Mount.
那很多在路加在山里面的教导都从这里开始。
And as you may know from that, he speaks in opposites. He talks a lot about opposites and extremes.
如果你记得话，在这章节里面讲过很多反向的。
So Luke 6:21 says, "Blessed are you if you hunger now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh."
在路加福音第六章二十一节，他们说：“你们饥饿的人有福了，因为你们将要饱足；你们哀哭的人有福了，因为你们将要喜笑。”
So this is again opposite and extreme. You know, it's like you're weeping, you're going to laugh. And if you're hungry, you're going to be satisfied.
这是一个两边很极端的例子。
From 23 and 24, it says, "Blessed are you when men hate you, and ostracize you, and insult you, and scorn your name as evil for the sake of the Son of Man. Be glad in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way their fathers used to treat the prophets."
人为人子恨你们，拒绝你们，辱骂你们，欺压你们的名义为是恶，你们就有福了。当末日，你们要欢喜跳跃，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。他们的祖宗在先知是这样。And
in verse 27, if you look down to verse 27, "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, be good to those who hate you."
在路加福音第六章的七节。 说，使是我告诉你们，这听到人，你们的仇敌要爱他，恨你们，要待他好。
So these are very high ideals, and sometimes they say, "Wow, that's a very good theory."
这些呢，看起来都是非常理想中的道理。
And sometimes that's our temptation to leave it at that in our lives.
有时候呢，我们心里想到要达到那样的目标。
But we're going to explore what Luke does in chapter 7. He takes that and he makes a kind of play out of it in with the acting out in Luke 7 of the story of what actually happened.
所以呢，从这个第六章开始呢，你会看到他会从这个以第六章的地址呢带到第七章。
So let me pray for us as we go to Luke 7. Lord, open your word to us. May you speak to us once again through the words that we have written down in the scripture.
主啊，请用你的话语带领我们，打开我们的心。
And if I add something, may it be useful, but may it really just be a reflection of what you're telling us.
我的话语在将你的话语跟上面呢，是因为我希望带给兄弟姐妹一些有用的话语。And
help us with some of the hard stuff in here.
请你呢，继续带我们过一些困难，了解弟兄们。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so we're gonna the way I look at the Luke 7, there's four acts in the play. And five main characters besides Jesus, so kind of six main characters.
我在路加福音七章里面呢，有四个剧情，然后有大概五个主要的人物。
And they all, we are in them. You know, these four characters, five characters, they really represent all of what's important to us and who we are.
五个重要人物呢，都代表着什么对我们来说很重要，我们是谁。
So, and I'm going to try to go five, but I think we only have time for two of the characters today, and that's from the story. You saw it was already long.
今天的时间呢，我们只能讲两个主要人物。
But so if you don't see yourself perfectly, you're in there, not one of these two characters.
如果你没有看到这两个人，会在其他三个人中看到。
So the first one is not that well known. It's, all we know is she's a widow and she's from the town of Nain.
第一个我们来讲的是在住在那的寡妇。
And the other one is John the Baptist, who's more famous.
第二个人来讲的是约翰。
And we're going to see three things. First of all, Jesus meets us where we are.
我们要看三件事情。
And the world and its hopes and promises are not enough.
然后我们会看到呢，这个世界上给我们的承诺是不够的。
And most importantly, who Jesus is, is everything.
最后呢，我们会看到呢，耶稣是所有的事情。
So here we go to the first scene. So the scene, here we see the scene. Jesus is coming to this small town, walking towards it with his disciples, and walking out is a procession.
在第一个剧情里面，我们会看到呢，耶稣呢带着他的门徒走进这个小城里头。
And somehow the disciples and him figure it out. You know, being from a small town, I bet you somebody kind of saw them and was happy to explain all the details of what was happening.
所以他的门徒呢，想说在这个小城里面，大家应该看到他们他们也很高兴告诉大家发生了什么事。
So the procession is because somebody died and there's a casket being carried, by briar being carried out.
这个游行是因为有人过世了，然后这个棺材呢正在过程。
And it happens to be the only son of a widow. So this is our widow.
这个过世的人呢是这个寡妇唯一的儿子。
So in those days, of course, with no social security, the woman without a husband has a son, that's part of her financial security, as well as her family.
在这种时段，这个寡妇呢，没有所有的金钱保障，那她的儿子是她唯一的希望。
Plus, if her son, of course, she lost her son.
那当然，这个是非常痛苦，就是她的儿子。
Then sickness, which is, you know, faces all of us, death faces all of us, has got her, and she is full of grief.
在这寡妇的身上呢，你看到生病和死亡，还有非常痛苦。
So just like the widow of Nain, we face deep and difficult issues in our lives.
就像在这个拿因的寡妇呢，我们在生活中会碰到很多的困难。
And often we don't have good answers. We are just in our grief.
很多时候呢，我们没有答案，我们在生活在痛苦之中。
And we work very hard to try to avoid this and to compensate for it.
我们很挣扎，然后会想别的办法来生存。
So we work very hard for financial security.
我们为金钱上面呢非常努力。
We work very hard, I know in my field, to beat back disease and get better medicine and better technology so we can try to overcome these kind of problems, right?
就像我在医学界里面呢，我也非常努力，希望能够找到解决病痛的方法。
And for security, I mean, we have insurance, we wear our seat belts, we have car insurance.
为了保障呢，我们有保险我们坐车上呢也会系安全带。
And we lock our door at night. I mean, we spend a lot of our life trying to put up a buffer for this kind of thing.
你想想，在我们生命之中呢，我们花了很多时间呢来做这个保障。
But no matter what we do, we are all one step away from, you know, some kind of disaster.
不管我们做什么呢，只差那么一步呢，我们都会碰到困难。
And we all die.
终于现在我们都会死。
I have been in medicine for over 20 years. I found that out. Everybody dies.
我在医学界里面呢，行了20年，终于发现了每天都会死的。
And our soul, you know, we even though we spend all of this energy, our souls feel that we feel that underlying anxiety about this, even if we're not experiencing it directly, what often we are.
虽然我们花了这么多时间来祈祷，但是呢，我们都会感觉到这种的焦虑。
So we are the widow of Nain in many ways, or we will be.
我们真的都很像在这个拿人的寡妇。
So here's Jesus. So here's our scene. He's the widow of Nain, and then the whole community going out, sad for her, sad for the situation, and Jesus comes. I mean, Jesus comes along. He's going into town. They meet.
那在这里面，你可以看到这个拿人寡妇呢，然后碰到耶稣。
He sees the situation. He understands the story. He knows the grief and the problem.
耶稣呢，他都看到这个寡妇的痛苦，这个寡妇的问题。And
it says he had compassion.
那这耶稣呢，他有这个同理心。So
if you see in verse 13, he felt compassion on her. And said, the brief word for the compassion there is, has to do with your insides moving. So he was moved inside. His internal organs were drawn and moved towards him. So he was moved. In English, we say he was moved.
在希腊文里面，同理心呢有这种活动的感觉。
So he was prepared, you know, care very, very deeply for this person and for this situation, which is normal. What is not normal is what he said next. He says, don't weep.
一般看起来都很正常，那但是下一句呢，有点太正常。耶稣对他说，不要哭。
So that would be inappropriate. Like if you go to a funeral, okay, stop. Stop crying. Don't weep. Don't be sad. I mean, that's rude. I mean, that's crazy.
但真的很奇怪，你到上面，你不会告诉人家说不准哭。
The appropriate thing is to weep with the person and be sad with them and understand, just be with them. Like Job's friends who didn't do that. You know, just be. That's appropriate. If you go to a funeral, don't try to solve the problem. Okay? Just be with the person. Okay?
当你去上学的时候呢，你不是去那边解决问题的，你是在那边跟那个家人所同在。So
we have to ask, you know, like, okay, so when I was 15 and my father died from cancer, I mean, that was very sad. I was in grief.
我15岁的时候，我父亲因为癌症过世了，那我非常难过。
And if I realized this, I would cry, you know, I'd cry every night, you know, for a long time.
我每天晚上都哭过了很久。That
was not abnormal. That's normal.
这个是很正常的事情。And
after about a year, when I said, "Oh, I'm not crying," and then I felt bad, then I felt guilty.
一年以后我不哭了，但是我有点罪恶感。
If somebody came along, you know, in that first few weeks and told me, "Don't cry," I mean, that would be, I'd be very upset.
如果父亲过世一礼拜，原来跟我说不要哭，我会觉得很奇怪。It's a
kind of a comfort, a comfort for me.
对我来讲呢，哭是一种慰藉。So
why is Jesus being so rude and inappropriate in this situation?
为什么耶稣在这个时候呢，有一点鲁莽？So
the only way that this statement would be appropriate if Jesus himself has something he can do about death.
在这个时候，你会觉得耶稣很鲁莽，因为他能够对这个死亡做一些事情。
And he does. He says the next thing he says is, we're in this play, right? So he's walking along and says, don't weep. And then he goes to the casket, which stops when he touches the casket, and it's the whole parade stops.
在这个游行之中呢，耶稣呢，走到棺材之前，碰这个棺材，他的游行呢都停止了。And
he just says, "Young man, get up."
他就说，年轻人起来吧。And
the young man gets up and he starts talking.
那这个起的年轻人呢，真的起来了，开始说话。And
I'm sure that this kind of changed the whole scene, you know, and he thought his mother, you know, after the shock, is going to be happy, maybe laughing. I mean, just this complete opposite of this. Now it's a rejoicing procession, right? Now it's a celebration.
因为这件事情以后，整个疫情就有了转折。啊，对年轻人是来说话了。这个妈妈呢，已经在痛苦了。
And we won't go into, you know, exactly what happened. There's some fear, but I think what is he doing? He's healed this dead person, brought him to life.
耶稣在这个情况之下呢，把这个死人复活了。And
it shows what we said in chapter 6:21. Blessed are you who hunger now; you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep. Blessed are you who weep. Now, for you shall
laugh.啊，这个跟这个第六章的十一节里面说，你们饥饿的人有福了，因为你们将要饱足；你们哀哭的人有福了，因为你们将要起笑；你们将要现在开始起笑。So
we can see that, you know, God, Jesus cares. I mean, Jesus cares about this widow. Jesus cares about you. Jesus cares about me.
在这个情况之中，我看得到耶稣非常的敬的同理心，他很在乎你，在乎你的家庭，在乎你的健康。And
he cares about your family, your health, your finances, your life, and your grief.
他也在乎你的经济状况、你的生活和你的痛苦。And
he is moved. Now Jesus is moved by you.
那耶稣呢，也为了你而感动。
And now this is a very happy story. It's a good story. We like this story.
那这个故事呢，也非常欢喜的结局。But
I think Luke on purpose puts the next story next.
在路加福音里，我们看到呢，为什么下一个故事是这样开始的？It's
a little bit harder. This one is harder. There you go. Hold on.
那下一个故事呢，会比较困难一点。And
I don't understand it completely, but hopefully God can speak to us a little bit.
我也不太了解，那希望呢，神带领我。So
here's John the Baptist sends his disciples to Jesus, saying, "Are you the expected one, or are we waiting for someone else?"
下面呢，我们看到约翰。
So this is, you know, verses 18 and 19. So 18 says, the disciples of John reported to them all these things, and then John said, well, are you the one we're waiting for?
Now, 在下面的地方，约翰说，你是我们所等待的人吗？So, what
is John doing? So we need to know a little bit about John the Baptist. So we know that John stood up to whoever. He was not afraid. He stood up to whoever was doing something wrong. We know John was brave. And we know that John told people, he turned people away from injustice to justice. So Herod Antipas, which was the son of Herod the Great, who was around when Jesus was born and killed all the babies. So this is Herod Antipas, one of his sons. He was in charge of this area of Galilee.
那这个人呢，是在迷倒这个地方的。So
Herod had married previously, had married a neighboring king's daughter, okay, one of the Arab kings, outside of the Roman Empire, because they were on the edge. So he had married one of their daughters as part of kind of a deal, but he divorced her to marry his brother's wife.
所以这边呢，有家庭背景的问题啊，就是Herod呢跟这个之前的女儿结婚了，然后呢之后又离婚了，又跟另外一个女的。So John kept standing
up and saying, "Herod is a good example of what not to do. Don't do that. It's sinful. Don't be like Herod. He's married his brother's wife."
那约翰呢，在这个情况呢，站起来对大家说，这个是不应该做的事，不应该娶弟兄的太太。So
this politically sensitive situation for Herod made it very difficult for him. So he put John in jail. But he kind of liked John, so he didn't kill him. And then later on, he does wind up killing him. That's another story.
那因为约翰站起来说这句话呢，那现在不是很高兴，所以呢，他把约翰放进了监牢里面。
So what is John? Is anybody like John in here? Anybody really stand up for right? Anybody gets angry when something wrong happens in the world?
大家有觉得自己像约翰一样吗？说的正义而站起来。If
you look on the news, it seems like a lot of people get angry when they think something is going wrong with the world, right?
如果在新闻里面，你会看到很多人就是为了这个争论，他说这件事的身体。It's very,
we need to have this person elected, and we need to have that person elected, and this is what's got to happen. I've got to fight for this, and this cause I have to fight for, right?
对，你会看到新闻上面很多人为了尽量不停的出声。So
this is John. He is standing up for the right thing. He's right. John is right. Herod is a bad person.
在这个里面呢，你会看到约翰是对的人，对正义的说法。第二呢，是不对的。And
John and Jesus loved John.
啊，耶稣呢非常喜欢约翰。
We can see in this passage, Jesus admired and respected John the Baptist. And he cared about John and his welfare. So why did John ask this question? Why did he had heard about Jesus healing people, why did he doubt and ask, "Are you really the Messiah? Are you really the one to come?" Well, we know that John heard God's voice when Jesus was baptized. I think it's in chapter 3, verse 22. Says, you know, as the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came out of heaven, "You are my beloved Son, and you I am well pleased."
在路加福音第三章第二十二节说，圣灵降临在他身上，灵光仿佛鸽子，就天从天上来说，你是我的爱子，我喜悦。
So he had heard God say, "This is the God." And now he's wondering, "Is this the God?" So it doesn't say in here why, but it seems fairly obvious because he was in jail. Herod had put him in jail. And here he was, poor John. This guy used to being outside his whole life, you know, he lived outside, is in some dungeon somewhere, and he sees no point. And not only that, the guy who's in charge is the unrighteous, the one who's fighting. You know? If you're like your political opponent put you in jail and they're coming and mocking you every day. I mean, it's just, ugh, how horrible.
因为在这个状况之下呢，约翰的证明呢，因为他的证明被关到监牢里面，所以他会觉得这个是有点失望的事。So
John cannot understand what Jesus is waiting for.
那约翰呢，完全不了解，耶稣在等什么。And
does Jesus not have the power to open prison doors and let the captives free? I mean, this is kind of, that's what the Messiah is supposed to do. But the story does not end with John walking out, right? How does the story end? John walked out of prison, woo! Is that? Anybody know the story? I told you. He died. Head. This is his head. So, some of us, you know, we are John the Baptist a lot of time, right? We are waiting. And we have our hopes, and we have our dreams, and they crash. And our, you know, our marriage crashes, right? And God doesn't answer our prayers. Put this back together. Doesn't happen. When we have our political agenda we hope for, doesn't happen. And we, you know, I'm a little bit like this. I really, it just annoys me to see injustice in many areas. And I was participating in several political things, marching against apartheid and some other issues. I drive my electric car. Along with, there were some big marches, strikes, right? So a lot of people are like this. You want the environment to do well. You don't want to, you know, fry up in a global warming crisis. And I've lost a position at work for standing up for, I think, the right thing. And I asked God, why don't you do something? So why doesn't Jesus snap his fingers and let John out of prison? We don't know we really don't know the answer to that question. We could guess, for example, if John lived and kept preaching and Jesus died, it might be that the people would, you know, have be John followers and not Jesus followers. They might have a John church, not a Jesus. We don't know. But that could be one reason that John had to die. But whatever reason, John did not get to see the fruit of his work in his lifetime. And Jesus, but we can learn from what Jesus said to John, right? Jesus had words for John. John sent some disciples, he told them, look what you see. You see people getting raised from the dead, you see the blind receiving their sight. And he says in verse 23, blessed is he who does not take offense at me. So the Greek word here, skandalito, means it has to do with being trapped. Like a snare. It's the word for a snare, like you're snaring a rabbit. So what is the snare? What is Jesus talking about? It's even hard to translate, right? So I think it's hard to translate without offending people. Because it is natural for us to be frustrated when we don't see the result that we want. I mean, that's human nature. Okay? This is my opinion, I don't think that's the trap. I think the trap is when we try to get out of the tension that we feel in a Christian life. And this might be one of the hardest or the hardest issues for us in our Christian life. Because we believe that this issue must bother God. Right? So there's evil. It's the problem of evil, basically. We see there's evil, and we believe in an all-powerful God, so God, what's the deal? Why don't we solve this problem if we're all-powerful, right? So we try to solve this problem on our own, right? We're very uncomfortable living with this tension. It's tough. It's tough as Christians. I don't know, anybody has this problem? Like, what's the deal, God? It's difficult for us to hold these two truths together. So I think what happens, the trap is we get maybe a little spiritually lazy, we don't want to hold these truths, and people bug us, and we can't explain it, and so we try to, you know, fix this problem for God. And we start to believe, we change our theology, and we start to believe God really isn't all that powerful. Or we start to think God doesn't really care about me and my problems. Or maybe we're not really God's church, so we change our theology for church. We say, okay, well, those people are not really Christians. Divorced people are not really Christians, right? And not divorced people are really Christians. Stuff like this, or whatever it is, whatever the thing is. Cancer, you don't, if you have cancer, you just do not have enough faith. That's the problem. Anybody heard that one? Right? Or we just run away. We don't go to church. It's too hard to deal with this problem. You know, it's too hard to hold this tension. So what is this? So how can our story help us? I think one solution is we can only understand the stories if Jesus is God's Son, right? If Jesus is really divine. So Jesus, I think, is working with the widow. Jesus is giving us a picture of what he is like and who he is when he raises this person from the dead. He's not giving us a formula of exactly how to behave and then Jesus will solve our problems. Okay? But he is giving us a promise that one day Jesus will make things right. He's giving us a picture. He's saying, in one day I'm going to come back. I'm going to do this for everybody. Now I did it for her. It's not because I'm particularly fond of her more than you guys, but I'm giving you a picture. One day I'm going to do this for everybody. He says to John, one day there will be justice in the world. I am going to come back and I'm going to make justice in this world for everybody. And one day he's going to call his brothers and sisters from all over the world, dead and alive, and he's going to rise them and he's going to say to everybody, this is my family. So we look at John, the book of John, chapter 6 and verse 40. And it says, For this is the will of my Father, as Jesus talking, this is the will of my Father, that everyone who beholds the Son and believes in him will have eternal life, and I myself will raise him up on the last day. So if you're one of these people, are you mourning? You know, are you grieving? Or do you want justice? You see the injustice in the world. You want justice. You want freedom. But Jesus, he wants to meet you today. He wants to communicate with you. He wants you to know how much he's moved by you, how much he loves you. He may not answer your thing today, but he will. He will. And Isaiah 56 verse 1 says, thus says the Lord, preserve justice, do righteousness, for my salvation is about to come, and my righteousness is to be revealed.
耶和华如此说，你们当守公平，行公义，因我的救恩临近，我的公义将要显现。
And Isaiah 61:3 says, arise, shine, for your light has come, the glory of the Lord has risen upon you, for behold, Darkness will cover the earth and thick darkness the people, but the Lord will rise upon you and his glory will appear upon you. Nations will come to your light and the kings to the brightness of your rising.
等一下啊，说第三章第三节啊，第六十章第一节说，兴起发光，因为你的光已经来到，耶和华的荣耀彰显在我们。And
in Luke 23:43, Jesus said that Jesus, as he was dying on the cross with the prisoner next to him, said to that prisoner, Luke 23:43. Truly I say to you, today you shall be with me in
paradise.
So Jesus meets us, and Jesus tells us this world, all of its hopes, all of its dreams, all of its justices are not enough.
当耶稣与我们相见的时候呢，会说，在这世上的公义、正义、自由是不够的。But
when we see Jesus for who he is, sometimes by looking back at what he did, and looking at how God has worked with his people throughout history, we get to see who Jesus really is, and then we have hope. We have hope that he will touch us in our life.
也许我往后看一下我们的回忆，我们看到耶稣在我们生命中的改变，啊，我们会有信心，他会终有一天，他会带到我们的心。
And is it wrong? It's not wrong to pursue health. It's not wrong to have a good family. It's not wrong to work hard for finances.
我这里意思是说，追求健康、财富、家庭是不对的事。
But Jesus, we need to know. You know, Jesus does us a service if he doesn't tell us the truth. We need to know Jesus is Creator.
但是我们要知道呢，耶稣的大能是更大的。
We need to make Jesus our ultimate pursuit, our above all of the pursuits that we have. Justice, riches, money, finances, family, everything. Jesus is our greatest pursuit. Because Jesus is at the right hand of God our Father, and he will come to judge, and he will come to make things right in this world.
因为耶稣呢，在上帝的手中，那他总有一天会来，他会审判。Okay,
let's pray.
让我们祈祷。Lord,
we cannot always see justice, light, or truth.
但是有的时候我们看不到正义，看不到真理。We
cannot always see you as king at the right hand of God.
有的时候我们也看不到你的荣耀。
Lord, help us because our faith is weak.
主啊，请帮助我们，因为我们信心是软弱的。
Fill us with the knowledge of your promises.
在我们当中充满你的承诺。
Bring to mind for us what you have done with the people that you minister to.
带领我们，怎么样看到你的大能？Bring
to our minds your words to us, your words of hope and healing.
把你的话语带到我们心中。And
let us glory in your name. Let us be satisfied with you.
让我们认知你荣耀，让我们在您当中得到满足。
Lord, and fill us.
神啊，祝福我们。Yes, if
there's anyone, if this has, sometimes this brings up tough things, right? So if in your heart there's stuff you need to talk about, pastors, talk to pastor, make an appointment. And after lunch, I'm going to be in the library over there for a little while. If somebody just needs to talk about something, I'll be there.
如果经过这次的 讲演。如果你们心里有一些感动啊，需要你们刚刚说的话，可以找牧师，或者会事后会在图书馆。
请大家起
立。谢谢。我实在告诉你，今日你要同在我乐园里。
So Jesus meets us, and Jesus tells us this world, all of its hopes, all of its dreams, all of its justices, are not enough.
当耶稣与我们相遇的时候呢，会说，在这世上的公义、正义、自由是不够的。
But when we see Jesus for who He is, sometimes by looking back.At what he did, and looking at how God has worked with his people throughout history, we get to see who Jesus really is, and then we have hope. We have hope that he will touch us in our life.
也许我往后看一下我们的回忆，我们看到耶稣在我们生命中的改变，我们会有信心，他会是终有一天，他会带到我们的心。
And is it wrong? It's not wrong to pursue health. It's not wrong to have a good family. It's not wrong to work hard for finances.
我这里意思是说，追求健康、财富、家庭是不对的事。
But Jesus, we need to know. You know, Jesus does us a service if he doesn't tell us the truth. We need to know Jesus is greater.
但是我们要知道呢，耶稣的大能是更大的。
We need to make Jesus our ultimate pursuit, above all of the pursuits that we have. Justice, riches, money, finances, family, everything. Jesus is our greatest pursuit.
We need to make Jesus our ultimate pursuit, above all of the pursuits that we have.
Because Jesus is at the right hand of God, our Father, and He will come to judge, and He will come to make things right in this world.
因为耶稣呢，在上帝的手中，那他总有一天会来，他会审判。
Okay, let's pray.
让我们祈祷。
Lord, we cannot always see justice, light, or truth.
但是有的时候我们看不到正义，看不到真理。
We cannot always see.You as King at the right hand of God.
有时候我们也看不到你的荣耀。
Lord, help us because our faith is weak.
主啊，请帮助我们，因为我们信心是软弱的。
Fill us with the knowledge of your promises.
在我们当中充满你的承诺。
Bring to mind for us what you have done.With the people that you minister to.
带领我们怎么样看到你的大能。
Bring to our minds your words to us, your words of hope and healing.
把你的话语带到我们心中。
And let us glory in your name. Let us be satisfied with you.
让我们因知你荣耀，让我们在您当中得到满足。
Lord, and fill us.
神啊，你充满我们。
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
If there's anyone If this says, you know, sometimes this brings up tough things, right? So if in your heart there's stuff that you need to talk about, pastors, you know, talk about to make an appointment. And after lunch, I'm going to be in the library over there for a little while if somebody just needs to talk about something.